that say, "I support jazz and justice," without saying a word. We've got you covered. Details and browsing at WPFWFM.org. Again, that's WPFWFM.org.
I'm Kamaya.
I'm Amira.
I'm Kaya.
I'm Kamaya.
And you're listening to WPFW Washington.
Another man done gone. Another man done gone from the county farm. Another man done gone.
Huh? I don't know. What? I'm just going across the street.
Shut your mouth.
Oh, no.
Turn around.
Put your hands behind your back.
Let's go.
A jury of your peers having found you guilty. 10 years.
What? Come on.
I was in jail too, man. It's cold-blooded in the jail. You go down there looking for justice. That's what you find. Just us.
Welcome to another edition of Crossroads Today. Now here's your host, Roach Brown.
Hello, good morning, and welcome. This is Roach coming to you for the second hour. Live from Ben's Chili Bowl. This is one of them times when our guest we had scheduled for to be in has not arrived. And ironically, this is one of these times when we need to make up a show because our guest, for whatever reason, hasn't shown. So now we have Mert and us here on the phone. I'm hoping that we can get to phone calls because I wanted to ask our audience views on what's been going on. President Donald Trump, first couple of weeks in office, had been rife with controversial moves regarding immigration enforcement, cutting federal diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, and a host of executive orders, one of which includes targeting birthright citizenships. And what are your thoughts? But we also want to add in what's been going on with the criminal justice issues in terms of what the President Trump is supporting or recommending for the executive orders. We don't have our guests, so we hopefully rely on the phone. So if anybody just, okay. Boy, I miss you, Rick. Thank you for calling in. We got Rick from Germany. We want to find out this morning, since we don't have a guest, we have to make up a show while we're on the air. So we're relying on our audience to say that we want your opinion on what's been going on in the first 2-3 weeks of President Trump's administration, how it's impacting and affecting you, and what your thoughts are. Higo, I guess, is just coming in right now, Mr. Lamont Carey, the director of Morca. So while he's getting mic'd and sitting at the seat, we want to have Lamont Carey, who's the director of Morca, to tell us, give us an update on what's going on with the returning citizens. For a minute there, you had me concerned, Lamont, and you didn't show up. And I didn't know if you was able to make it. And hello, young lady, and Merry Christmas to you, too.
don't ever be concerned. If I say I'm going to do something,
okay.
I'm going to do it.
Right now.
There you go. Our guest for the second hour is Lamont Carey. He's the director of the Mayor's Office of Returning Citizens Affairs. He's been there for a few years, and I was one of the, in fact, I was the first director in 1994 for Marion Barry allowed me to create that Office of Returning Citizens Affairs. And as a result of that, 9 other states across the country has copied what we did in D.C. to realize the importance of having a representative in the executive branch of local government to speak and represent on behalf of those incarcerated and those coming out of institutions. So we've been having our Office of Returning Citizens on for over 30 years. I want to thank you and what's been going on. In fact, this office has been replicated and replicated, and they've been calling Lamont from different states and lower jurisdictions to help set this up. We got one in PG County. We got one in Virginia, New York City.
Chicago.
Boston. All over the country. They recognize the need of having Office of Returning Citizens Affairs. Thank you, Mo. I can hear it a lot better now. Do I need to take my hat off or just keep on talking? Can I talk with my cap on or talk with my cap off? Well, tell it to the hat, man. Good morning, Lamont Carey, the director of the Mayor's Office of Returning Citizens. Thank you for being with us this morning. We invite every director from that office on a regular basis to be on our show. They give us a status update of what's going on and what services are provided for our population, and we have over 60 to 70,000 folk in D.C. or maybe more with criminal records or criminal convictions who can't get a house, job, or employment. Good morning, Lamont. Carrie.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
And I'm glad you showed up, man, because I didn't know what to do for the next hour. I was going to sit there and just, me and my wife just going to talk some lovey-dovey stuff early in the morning.
Yeah, I made it my business to always get here when I can get here.
What is the Office of Returning Citizens Affairs? What is your purpose and mission? What is it you're doing?
So our overall mission is to help returning citizens, that is individuals formerly incarcerated, get on a pathway to the middle class. So my agency has four departments, case management, workforce, outreach, peer navigators, and now a new one, admin department. And so when an individual comes into Morker, they do an assessment with the case manager to determine what the needs and the wants are. A lot of the needs, the earlier needs and wants are ID, birth certificate, social security card, employment, training. Well, most want employment, right? We have to talk to them about training, right? To build up their skill set and get them in the line for better paying opportunities. And so that is our focus. How do we help our population get on the pathway to the middle class or improve their quality of life? And so we have done some of the new things we've done since the last time I've been here. We created an initiative called Pathway to the Middle Class. And what this does, we have individuals that come in that teaches them about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, things of that nature, right? So when we talk about the pathway to the middle class, we need these different forms of income in order to reach that. We also get ready to embark on a first-time home buyers program for returning citizens. Unfortunately, people think that returning citizens are all homeless and struggling, but we have well-to-do returning citizens in the district, everything from developers to clothing store owners to car salesmen to real estate agents and the works, right? And most of the nonprofit that service returning citizens are ran by returning citizens. So that's a prime example. When you give someone who's been incarcerated an opportunity to live a dream, most of the time that dream is to help other individuals who have been in the situation that they've been in, or to prevent young people from going down that path. So that's what helping returning citizens look like, giving them the same opportunity that all your listeners want, is an opportunity to fulfill their dreams.
And live in with some dignity and pride.
Right.
You know, one of the things we've been bombarded with, Lamont, is that folk are coming out and they don't have nowhere to go. There's the voucher program. Can you explain what the voucher program is? How many we have and who is eligible or not eligible? Or is it worth them spending the energy to even apply for a voucher?
So one of the things that Morker does, definitely under my leadership, is we want to help individuals to secure housing. Yep. But we don't want to just give somebody something where they don't have to, like, if you can put you on a pathway to middle class where you can buy your own car, pay your own rent, buy your own home, right? Start your business. That is the path that we want, right? And so that's what we look at, because in previous years, we got like 20 vouchers, right? And we served last year in FY24 over 5,400, I think like 53 individuals, right? So some of those are new and some of those are return. Our goal is, how do we make you self-sufficient, right? If you come home straight from prison, we know you ain't got no health insurance. So we try to get you signed up to receive health insurance. If you coming home from prison, we know you ain't got no job yet, you ain't got no income yet. So we want to, even though a lot of our people fight it, Rose, they don't want to get on food stamps, right? Yeah. But my thing is, how do you feed yourself right now? This is not a long-term investment. This is a short-term. And if you're living in a house with somebody, you can add food to that refrigerator, because the majority of our people are returning to underserved communities, yes, and underserved households where they're already stretched. And so now you come in with this, just got home from prison, want to eat everything that's not on the menu in prison, you're going to eat a lot. And so we want to make sure that they are capable of contributing to that household.
You know, that's a crucial thing, because a lot of kids have been waiting for their dad to come home, and they know that they feel that when dad come home, things going to get better. The houses, the refrigerator's going to be stocked. They're going to go out in places. But the dad been gone 30 years, and all the folks that he know is dead or incarcerated, and the money and resources dad had 30 years ago are no longer there.
Right.
So when the father come out and the family is all up in arms and glad that dad has come home, they got some help, and situation turned out to be worse with dad there than it was when he was gone, because now they got to support and feed dad. Dad can't contribute.
Right.
This plays into the guy's psyche. This leads to, again, there's a big increase in drug overdoses in D.C. Well, we found out that a lot of folk who did 20, 30, 40 years, I don't know why, Lamont, but I know people who did 30, 40, 50 years, and they died within 2 years after in the street. And there's a law that says the only people in society who is guaranteed to have free medical care was people that are incarcerated. And this came out of 1976 Supreme Court case called Estelle versus Gamble. The only people that's supposed to have free medical care is prisoners.
Right.
But we don't get it in, and you don't get it when you come out.
Well, we get it if you got a toothache, you want that tooth gone.
Hey, Roach and Lamont, I just want to real quick give a shout out, because I need to go on mute. I'm in the car and I know this noisy. I just want to give a shout out to my brother Lamont Carey
and all
going up over there at Morca. So how you doing, my brother? This is Nikki.
I'm good. Missing you. Missing you.
This one.
What you say?
You going in and out.
Your call is breaking up. Hello.
Yeah. Okay, that's right. Just want to give you a shout out, okay?
Thank you.
Blessings. Bye bye.
We miss you, Nikisha.
Yeah, yeah.
Your seat is empty, and I got my hat sitting in the seat saving it for you. Somebody just sit on my hat.
It's all good. I'm out there. I'll be back next week. Okay?
But let's get together, because you lit a y'all lit a fire underneath me with clemency. Like, when I first got with you all, I didn't clearly understand clemency. Even though y'all had me a part of the group, I wasn't getting it until I got it. And now we are pushing that, right?
Yes.
We've partnered with George Washington University, who have 73 law students helping 22 returning citizens.
Beautiful.
So what they're doing, they having one lead and two others that's helping. So they helping them gather the information, making sure the letter, right, the whole process. They walking through the whole process. And we got a conversation coming up with two other colleges that we're trying to pull on to help us with that. Our goal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just to give you all your civil liberties back.
You said that you only had 20 vouchers, and we got over 60 to 70,000 returning citizens in the city, and only 20 vouchers. And the vouchers are for you to get an apartment or a house, and the government pays that. That's what the vouchers is for, as I understand it. But that's nowhere near as many as we need. Is there anything else on the horizon? Because we don't have a halfway house in Washington, D.C., our people have to be sent to Baltimore and into Richmond. What is on the horizon, Lamont?
So what I would like to be on the horizon is the family members that's listening in, right? That have a loved one that's incarcerated, that's nearing release. And he or she might have been taking you through the ringer when they were free. But I just want you to give them the opportunity, just take into consideration for a minute that these individuals could have changed.
Hold on a minute, Lamont. I'm sorry. We got a fellow on the call. I'm sorry I forgot you. Rick, he's calling in from Germany. Come on, Rick. I'm sorry I had you on this long, buddy. You're on the air. Question or comment? Rick from Germany.
It's a great day in the neighborhood.
and I was listening and learning, brother.
Okay. Thank you, Rick. Thank you.
I just want to add my 2 cents.
Make it five.
The first hour, I was uplifted because you mentioned suicide, but you also mentioned swimming pools. And I grew up there on Stanton Road in Southeast, and we had a pool that we could walk to in Stanton Dwellings. And I don't know if that pool is still there, but...
It's still there. I used to live in Stanton Hill myself. It's still there.
It's still there.
Yeah, on that field, right behind the apartments. Yeah, it's still there.
Okay. I just want to say that was a bright spot in my life as a young child growing up in Southeast. And I want to say to Lamont, these are very serious and dire times. And I'm not just talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about the people who put a man like Donald Trump in office, both the wealthy and the middle American racists. He is going to pander to the Christian racist and the middle American landowning racist. And he is hoping to put quite a few more of us black folk in prison. I hope that young people listen to this show and learn what not to do to end up in prison. I have avoided prison successfully in my lifetime, but I may be headed there very soon.
Why is that?
I'm calling you from Germany.
Why are you heading to prison? What's going on?
CIA involvement in my life, and I snitched on the CIA, the Treasury Department, and the DOJ for playing games in my life, MK Ultra, and things like that. I identified officers, federal officers, as well as 3 black police officers who were involved in talking to me in my sleep as a child. And these people don't play for pennies. They play for life. They play for keeps. And if it comes around to hurting them or their livelihood in law enforcement, I am small potatoes. They wouldn't think for a minute of death by incarceration by locking my little butt up.
Yeah.
But I just want to say to the young people that Trump is going to be gone in 4 years, but the Republicans are playing for America, and they mean to make America white again. They mean to make America mean-spirited again, not just against black folks, but against the mentally handicapped, the disabled, gay people, women, and as well as immigrants. So if you can stay out of prison, make peace with your family. Don't disrupt your household to the point where people want to throw you out. I'm not just talking about returning citizens. I'm talking about the children of returning citizens and you children in the middle class. They're going to lock us up in the middle class as well. Fellas, I'm done.
Okay, thank you. Let me ask you this, Rick. I was over in Barry Farms yesterday, and I went through that, man, and it's all destroyed. There's only maybe one block of a boarded up apartments, and they already started construction on putting up a big, huge condominium apartment over there on Angel Place, over in Southeast, over in Barry Farms. And it's unbelievable, man. You grew up in this intersection. Now, if you came back to this city, we get lost every week. We my wife and I are native Washingtonians, and every week we get in the car to go out to get something to eat, and there's nowhere to go. We don't know nobody to go. We don't know nobody in the houses. The black restaurants are closed. We had to go to Maryland to find a soul food restaurant. And it's sad to see, well, it ain't sad. It's good to see the changes, but the changes is meaning to remove, eliminate us out of this city.
Economics.
So it's we got to stick together and work together. And thank you for calling in, Rick. I just want to let you know that your Barry Farms ain't Barry Farms no more. It ain't that no more, man. The swimming pool, like Lamont said about the swimming pool, I didn't see the pool. I didn't even see the apartments. Everything is gone on Barry Farms. So you did right, Rick, from leaving and going to Germany. Can you send me a ticket so I can join you? Okay, we take our next call. A question or comment, please. You're on air. Question or comment. Hello. Are you there? All right. Okay. So, Lamont, I mentioned about the halfway houses. What is the plan or what's the strategy for? We don't have a halfway house in Washington, D.C., and we get inundated with calls from families about these guys coming out of prison and being sent to Baltimore, and they had a 2-3 hour pass. It takes 2 hours to get from Baltimore to get to D.C. Then they got to turn right around and go back, and if they're late, they can be punished, penalized, or maybe sent back to the joint. So what is it? What's the plan or strategy for having a halfway house?
So two things. One, the passes are usually like 8 hours, right?
Uh-huh.
That they can come up and connect to resources. And so the halfway house, DC Corps, we still waiting on them. And I know that they said they're waiting for these pillars or whatever to be brought in. They haven't gave an official date, but they're saying that soon that it's going to be up and in operation.
So that's how many returning citizens?
300.
300.
Wow, that's, you know, one of the things we've been dealing with, Lamont, we meet every Wednesday every Wednesday at the Nation of Islam. And this guy's coming out, been in 40, 50 years, and he sit in the room and just start crying. And now you see a 70-year-old man cry because he don't have a place to stay, nothing to eat. And everywhere he goes, they tell him he need to do this form or this document. They haven't submitted any documentation or dealt with government officials or requested any services in 40, 50 years. So they are lost. They don't even know how to communicate, how to relate to folk. So we got a program we got called Offender Anonymous, something that's designed to sensitize these men and women who did decades in prison on how, like a lot of people don't realize, there's a masculine side to the bed. When a man and a woman are married and he sleeps on the side of the bed that's close to the stairs or the door. So that's the masculine side. So
I've been sleeping on the feminine side all this time.
You sure have. You sure have.
Man.
You didn't know that?
No, I did. So that side is supposed to be the side that he's supposed to get up.
That's the first line of defense. He's closer to the door.
Right side, though.
So a lot of guys, when they come out, and they've been gone 4 or 5 years, and they would try to get me, but when he went in, the wife moved over to his side of the bed. So when he come out, he goes to the side that's by the doors and the stairs. That's the first line of defense. And he tell his wife, you had to move over. She said, but you've been gone 5 years. I've been sleeping on this side. He said, but this is the man's side. Who in the hell decided what's the man's side? Yeah. You know what I mean? But that's because it's close to the doors and the stairways, and that's your line of defense. So they've been going through an argument. Just being able to sleep in bed with a woman, and you slept 40 years without somebody in bed, it's hard to sleep in bed with somebody. You sleep and somebody touch you, you wake up because you think that you are shy of being touched while you sleep. And your radar it stays awake. And every time a lady put a leg over on you, you jump. I had problems there with my wife, man. And another thing about keys. In prison, you don't have keys. And you gotta stand in front of a door. I did that the other day, stand in front of a door, just waiting on somebody to open the door for me. I didn't have the key. So now when I get a key, that means you're out.
Mm-hmm.
So when I hooked up with my wife, I get my keys.
Get your keys, bro.
Yeah. So when she gonna kiss me and get romantic, I grab my keys.
Get your keys, bro.
Because I know I'm out. I'm free. I can open the door.
But that is a real thing. And we try to support returning citizens, whether you did 2 years.
Yeah.
Of 50 years, we try to support them in that navigation. And it is an adjustment coming from a closed environment where everything is at reach to this free fall, as a lot of our people feel. And so they get anxiety. Some of the things I think that we may be experiencing, a lot of DC residents are in war zones in terms of,
yes,
these institutions.
Yes.
And so they come home and they relax, right? Now, all of the trauma that they have witnessed starts to surface. So one of the things that we do try to do is make sure that they know when they get this Medicaid or this health insurance that you can see a therapist, right? If you needed medication, you can receive medication. We try to partner with as many mental health providers as possible, not just say that an individual is crazy, but you've been through a lot. One of the first things is the drop, squat, spread, and cough, right? And then by the time you come home, you go off a visit, you already knew, waiting for the guard to tell you to drop, squat, spread, and cough. So something that was completely abnormal has become normal. Mm. And I get that experience with a woman touching you in the bed. We try to inform families, like, when your loved one come home from prison and you come into that room, announce yourself. Like,
yeah.
Make some kind of noise. Hey, baby, I'm here, right? Because they're not used to nobody crawling in the bed with them.
That's right.
Especially in the early stages, we want to be as supportive as we can to ensure that the individual is able to adjust, that the family is able to adjust. And we're just in trying to encourage, like, more programming inside our men coming, want to come home and help defend the family, right? They want to come home and take care of the kids, discipline the kids, but it ain't like it used to be, right? You've been gone 16 years and you left when your kid was two. You gotta kind of meet him or her where they are and build that relationship. So it's a lot of factors. And then if family members, you have loved ones that's in prison and you send them money, you go on to visit, get a return on your investment. If you know she didn't have a high school diploma when she went in, that should be your constant conversation, because it is hard out here to get anywhere. Sometimes with a GED, but without an education, it is extremely hard to get on the pathway to the middle class. And so while you have access to free education inside the institution, get that GED, get that trade, right? Take advantage of all those opportunities. And because when you come out here, then you have that skill set that you can apply. Now, Rose, to be straight up with you, I run into some of our people that be struggling to navigate. And one of the things that I tell them, if you're finding it hard out here, do this. See this as a bigger compound. Because we thrive in the compound, right? We got stores. I mean, there isn't an entrepreneur. Every individual that's incarcerated in institutions that I've been in had a business.
Yes, yes.
Some of y'all that's listening got cards. From someone that was locked up. It may have been three people that made that card. The person that folded the card, the person that drew the picture, and the person that wrote the poem.
Yeah.
Right? So they entrepreneurs. And so one of the skill sets for employers out there that you will benefit from hiring a returning citizen, they trying to prove something to two people first, themselves and to you. So you're going to get some of the best workers that you can find. If you find a returning citizen that want to do the work that you're doing, right? They are trying to rebuild their life, but they're going to need some help, right? Because all of this is new, but working ain't new. Because in every prison that I've ever been in, you either going to school or you working. And we talking about 10-hour days. So they're used to working. If you got a job and you need somebody to come in at 5 o'clock in the morning, return to citizen. I'm still up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Right?
Waiting on the count?
Man, I don't know what I'm waiting on, but I'm sitting there sometimes just laying in the bed, and I know it's because of the habit. And
habit, yeah.
Wow, yeah. Right?
How long you been home?
20 years now.
Wow, okay.
So, but what that does, being able to wake up so early, gets me to think about my day, right? Gets me to prepare for the things that I want to accomplish. And so it's to my advantage, right? So even if I want to sleep longer, I still struggle to sleep longer. But I'll come into work while I do it. Like
we'll take our next caller. We got a caller on. We'll take our next caller. If you wish to call in and join this conversation, the number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Come on, caller. You're on the air. Question or comment, please.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Jive Turkey. This is Ian Simpson here.
Hey, how you doing, Turkey?
Hey, what's going on, Pop? Hey, happy, okay. Happy New Year. Happy Black History Month, even though they're trying to take it away from us. Hey, Brother Lamont. Hey, I commend you on being home for... Yep. You hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you...
Come on.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I commend you for being home for 20 years plus, and I wish you another 20 more. And I used to write Papa Roach when I was locked up, and now I'm working... Department of Veterans Affairs and building an initiative to work with incarcerated veterans to help them on their seamless transition upon their release. So you're an inspiration, brother. Keep it up, man.
No. Huh? You ain't going that fast. No. We got to connect.
Yes.
So I can learn about this initiative because it's targeting our population.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're right. You're right. Everybody counts, sir. So I just texted Ms. Martine. I just texted her my number and my email address. I started my own company and everything now, man.
All right, let's connect.
Okay.
How you been doing, man? We ain't seen you in a while, Ian.
Hey, I'm staying out the way like a fat kid in dodgeball. You hear me?
And this brother speaks.
You know, we're working with the homeless veterans, getting these guys housing and jobs.
Okay.
So I want to connect with Lamont so I can help with the veteran population.
I was saying, Ian, you speak five or six languages, so that's an asset right there as well.
We'll be calling you, Ian, because as Lamont said, man, this is our population, and we got a lot of veterans that's been incarcerated, man, and they're going through holy hell. Everybody should have the right, man, to, after coming out of prison, man, at least to be able to hold your head up with some dignity and some pride and be able to just take your, provide a living for you and your family. That's all. We got guys who are dying.
Uh-huh.
Don't have health, medical insurance, and they can't even be cremated. It costs $3,000 to cremate it. You know, this is something. You said something a minute ago, Lamont. Prison out here is a bigger prison. Inside a prison, we got a smaller prison. Defense are bigger and wider. We got borders now. But we in prison out here, too, for the same restrictions, things we can do or can't do. So this is just a bigger prison. But we got to make sure, Ian, that you plug in with what we're talking about to make sure that those guys who are veterans get some kind of help and support.
Yes, sir.
Let me say this. We had a guest on for 1 hour earlier. Her name was Shara Kimball. And she did 21 years in foster care. Mother gave up. She's several months old. And I asked her, how did she make it through that? When did she meet her mother? She met her mother at 21 years old. And she's working with foster kids. And the thing is, man, that so many people got a pain and got hurt and got stories. And we're bringing them all together with this group called Let's All Get Involved. And we want the market to be a part of this because we meet every Tuesday here at the Chili Bowl. We call it an all-star team of nonprofit leadership to see what we can do to roll up our sleeves and help out. And we don't want you to be a part of this, Ian, because we haven't seen you in a while, and you bring a lot of energy to the table, man.
I ain't got no choice. I ain't got no choice, Pop.
Okay. We'll be calling you. Just call me in tomorrow, the next day, Ian, so we can hook up to put you a part of this, because the thing is called Let's All Get Involved, and we can make this – we can change this, man. We ain't got to keep asking for it. It's more of us who ain't don't have nothing than it is who have something. So if we all who don't have nothing get together, you know what? Let me say this. So the jail in prison, everybody in D.C., if you send you to Oklahoma, Texas, or California, and the guys there from D.C. said, man, there's a D.C. homie here. And right away, you got a package of cookies, goodies. They look out for you. I don't care if you're from Southeast and y'all were beefing in the street. The beef stop when you go into the joint. And yet we stick together against the Aryan Brotherhood, the white races, the Mexicans, the Spanish, and the brothers in D.C. are known for sticking together. If you hurt one, you got to hurt us all. Why can't we use this same concept in the street, man? And we can stop a lot of this killing and this foolishness, you know. But because of this little jive stuff, I don't like you because you got on some Ad Jordans or you live up on the hill and I live down in the valley. Man, forget that juggy boogie, man. We're talking about lives that we can save. And all that, and our population are the resources. I mean, are the horses, but we just don't have the resources. We got the horses, but we don't have the resources. This is WPFW 89.3 FM on your dial. This is Crossroads on the Pacifica Radio Network. Crossroads and PFW is heard around the world. So I want to thank you for tuning in. And if you got a question or comment, 202-588-0893, give us a call. We're talking to Lamont What's your last name, Carrie?
Yeah.
I didn't have my breakfast this morning.
I was waiting for you to read.
Well, can we take our next caller? You're on the air, first caller. You're on the air. Question or comment, please.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. You're on the air.
Oh, all right. Oh, let me cut my radio off. Hold on.
That would help out. You ready? Hello. Where's your radio at?
Okay, I'm sorry. Hold your brother. How you doing?
Come on. Yeah, come on with your question.
I'm a born-bred D.C. Resident, a past resident, and want to comment on some of the statements that have been made. And I hear you talking about our folks should be getting together and being more supportive of one another. I'm not a Bible toter, but I've been getting a lot of information through the scriptures, holy scriptures, and the Bible says our people will perish for lack of knowledge. Well, due to my stupidity as I was growing up in D.C., I had to do a little stint. But now what I'm saying is, if we study the scriptures, you'll realize who your enemy is and what he does to circumvent you, to have you fall. And it's still going on. So therefore, even though we get together, we got to be educated on how the enemy operates, and then we'll be able to dodge it, fight it, or step on it. Mm-hmm. So the problem is we don't have enough information to fight. See, we're fighting right on the surface because we do something illegal according to the law that they set up against us, and then we sit around whining and crying about, oh, I can't get it together. Well, you can't get it together because you don't understand who you're fighting, what you're fighting. Okay? So we need to study the scriptures, and you'll get a better understanding of the lies that we're living under.
Okay.
That's
Thank
all I
you.
Got to say. Thank you very much.
Thank
That's
you.
Great.
We'll take Good our comment. Next caller. Thank you for your comments. You're right on time there, man. Thank you. Question or comment? You're on the air, please.
Hey, how Hello. You doing, Brother Roach?
Hey, how you doing? What's your name, partner?
Hey, my name is Saeed. Hey, Brother Roach, I just wanted to throw something at you. Mark Rubio broke a deal with El Salvador to be able to ship prisoners from the United States regardless of race. And they were talking about it this morning on Democracy Now and everything. So that means that they can ship black people from America to El Salvador to serve time for a small fee.
Okay.
Who gets the fee?
Go ahead. You want to respond to that, Lamont? Trying to figure out what is that it? Is that what you is that the end of your question?
No, I just wanted to mention that to you.
Okay, thank you. Somebody else mentioned that. We're going to look into it and see, because they also reopening Guantanamo Bay where they kept all the supposedly terrorists. And they're bringing, they're talking about they're putting 30,000 inmates at Guantanamo Bay. Secondly, the two largest private prison companies is in the process of building 100 to 130 detention facilities all across the country. So Trump's role or his position on criminal justice, immigration, and incarceration is off the chain. And we expect this thing to get worse, man. He only been there 3 weeks and has already upset the whole damn world. So I want to thank you for your comments, man, and we appreciate you. Lamont, we had a guy on in January named Kevin Flight. He did 20-some years in prison, and he was disabled. He was blind or whatever. He had a couple of problems. He couldn't travel by himself. So his family called to Hagerstown and said, let us come up and pick him up because he can't travel by himself. Somehow, whatever happened, they put him on the bus by himself, and he shouldn't have been on it because he couldn't navigate or his mobility was out. They put him on the bus, and the family's at Union Station waiting on. This was in January last year. He got to Union Station. He never got off the bus. So they went back and looked at all of the bus footage. Every time the bus stopped, they looked at the footage and see, did he get off the bus and went in? They couldn't find him. And for 3 months, his family had the FBI and all of the law enforcement trying to find this guy. He was released after 20-some years, and he was just wandering the streets. After 3 months, they couldn't find him. His mother gets on the bus, and she walks down the aisle to get her seat, and she looks over and see her son had been gone 25 years.
Wow.
And she found him, and the FBI, nobody else could locate him. So she found him and connect with him. So one of our listeners called and said that story touched her, and we were trying to call, get back in touch. So if you're listening, if you know how to get in touch with Kevin Flight and his family, please ask him to give us a call, because we got some folk who want to see what they can do to reach out to help this brother. You know, so this is one of the things we do here at the show. We make connections with people and show this situation, because he's not alone. There's a lot of men who've been released. I just found out, man, that they release people at the D.C. jail at 10 o'clock at night. Now, what the hell? You get released at 10 o'clock at night and everything is closed. No government buildings closed. You can't. Well, who can you call at 10 o'clock at night after you're getting released from the D.C. jail to come help you out? So these are some of the little nuances, little things that contribute to the frustration, to homelessness, to hopelessness, and making somebody get mad and say, the heck with it, I'm going to do something to hurt somebody. Yes. And we got a lot of people now whose homelessness or helplessness is increasing, and they ain't got nowhere to turn, man. So we got to do something.
So, but I would still encourage them. The one thing that DC has is resources, right? And some things take time, but if it's a returning citizen that just got released, come to Morka, right? We're going to help you.
Give an address.
2100 Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, Southeast, Suite 100. 5 days a week, we there, right? And so let us become a part of your support system. And I'm not saying that things are going to change immediately. I'm not even saying that things are going to change overnight. But there are some resources that we may have that may be beneficial to you. And I don't care. This is my thing. It is amazing to wake up on this side of that gate.
Oh, who you telling?
Because the one thing that you know, waking up on that other side of the gate, anything is possible. You are not guaranteed to come home. And we have people that do not make it home, right? And so if you have made it out here, I don't care how hard it is. I don't care if you don't have nowhere to sleep. I don't care what are you going through. There is help out there. There is support out here. And I'm telling you, stop past Marker and let us see how we could be supportive. But one thing about reentry, one thing about going after anything in your life, right, you got to put aside, like I meet people that they want things, but they don't want to do everything in order to get it, right? If I don't have to sleep in the woods and I can sleep into a shelter till I get on my feet, then I'm going to do it, right? But if you're not doing anything, if you're not putting one foot in front of the other trying to change your condition, then your condition remains the same, and that condition dictates how you respond in your life, right? But you are free, and you're in one of the most progressive places in the nation. You get access to mental health for free. You can get health insurance where you can get dental. You can get access to transitional housing depending on if you're under supervision and who that supervision is under, right? So if you're getting released and you're under C. Sosa and you don't have nowhere to go, you should be talking to your parole officer and asking them about transitional housing. If you a woman with a past of the abuse, you can still check out like House of Roof, right? If you are a veteran that is homeless, we have organizations like U.S. Vets that you can go to, and being a returning citizen will help you if you got a one of those
vouchers.
Nah, those leaves, when you know how to get out of the military, dishonorable
discharge.
They try to help you like fix that, but you can get access to benefits, right? So depending on who you are, if you got a disability, we got a Department of Disability, right? And so it's so there is opportunities out here for you to connect. Again, it's not going to happen overnight. None of us that are talking to you through this airway got where we are overnight. We done had some hiccups. We done had some things that we have overcome. But in the midst of all of that, we got some yeses that propelled us even further, right? I'm a violent felon, 2 convictions, right? I'm a director of a government agency, right? Roach, the inaugural director of the agency, straight out of the penitentiary, right? And so I went into prison, no high school diploma, none of that, right? But I put my foot forward and to say, regardless of what I'm going to do, I ain't going to break no law. And when you don't break law and you get out and try to do things that's to empower you, you're going to meet people that's on that same path or that can open that door to help guide you in. So I don't care how bad you find the situation you find yourself in. It is no justification for you to break law, for you to go back to your addiction, because your addiction gonna get you everything that it got you before. And again, it is not no guarantee that you gonna leave prison, because every day there's somebody dying in prison, whether through natural causes or other causes. So you winning, even though you don't feel like you winning right now because you broke, your family ain't messing with you, your kids ain't talking to you, these employers telling you, no, you still winning because you free. And I guarantee you, keep putting in them job applications. Don't say I want a job, but you ain't putting in a job application, because jobs don't come like that, right? So you have to go after what it is that you want. And I can guarantee you, if you ain't breaking the law and you ain't falling back into your old ways, you're going to come out on top.
There you go. Awesome. You know, he just said a mouthful right there.
Yes.
I'll take off my hat and tell it to my hat. This is one of the few cities that have a multitude of services and programs. When I came through, when we came out back in the 80s, Lamont, you didn't get nothing. It was no Office of Returning Citizens. It wasn't nothing for mental health. It wasn't nothing. It seemed like the parole officer's job was to send you back to the joint. As long as you don't, if you violate anything, you can go back to the joint. And we came out and set up this office of the mayor's office of returning citizens. No other city has as many resources, contacts, connections. And if you really want to get your life together, you can. And it, like you said, and it ain't going to be easy. Ain't nothing going to be easy. You're going to have some lumps, some bumps, and some dumps all in the process. But as our guest said at the previous hour, just don't quit. She did 21 years in foster care. Didn't meet her mother till she was 21. Right. Now she's running programs to help connect families and people together and building bridges. So you can make it. Everybody got something. I'm glad you said that what we got in Washington, D.C., because 9 other cities or states are copying what we're doing right here in Washington, D.C. Yeah. And if you want to get to it, Marker, the easiest way to find it is in Southeast, the big chair. Yeah. Directly across from the big chair is the office of Marker on the first floor. So look for the big chair. I used to call it Nichols Avenue, and now it's called
Nichols Avenue.
It was just be Nichols Avenue. Now it's Martin Luther King Avenue. Yeah, it was Nichols Avenue. You remember that Kenny Barnes when it's called Nichols Avenue?
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'm, yeah.
Good child.
Yeah.
I wasn't even born, probably.
Me neither. So, folks, please, and also in PG County, there's a returning citizens office over in PG County. They're doing the exact same thing. Folks, you got here. When we used to come out, you had to go to your buddies. It was a drunk boy or stick-up man to get a piece of money to get you someplace to stay or whatever. Those days are over. They don't have the money. The stick-up boys ain't sticking up no more. They dead or in prison. The drugs ain't the way it used to be. So you got to rely on social programs. And, man, believe me, almost every church in Washington, D.C. and in Maryland has a prison ministry. Yep. You can go to the church, and the church is to help you. So you got a lot of help. All you have to do is be able to help. Part of the thing is because the guy been locked up so long, they don't say nothing. They don't ask for nothing. They're used to being told stuff. So this is a whole different experience just to be able to ask for some help. And it takes pride to ask for help, man. Some guys don't know how to ask. Yeah. They're afraid, man. And they figure if they ask for help, what they got to give up. Because in prison, you got to give up something. If you ask for something, you got to get something. You know what I mean? If we have any more callers on, Mike? Okay. All right, Lamont, you want to say again, what's the purpose of marking? What can folks do who need help coming out of prison? And don't think people that's doing 30, 40, 50 years. You need to join Marker immediately, man.
Yeah.
Because I've been out over 30 years, and I still have problems, man, adjusting.
Yeah.
Walking to the Safeway, and you look up, and you see a whole aisle on feminine products. A whole aisle. I went to the street, and they had one little box of Kotex. Now they got a whole aisle. You walk in and look. Say, my goodness, you don't know what to do, where to go, or what to buy. Then you go to the counter, and they say they don't take money. They take credit card. And you ain't had a credit card in your whole life. And you sitting there buying stuff, you don't know what to do. So these guys don't even know how to buy stuff going to the store. So we need to provide them kind of services, and there are agencies that's doing it. So as he said, call Marker. Go to Marker. It's there for you, man. That's right. Why it was created,
right,
to make sure that if you're lost or you're stuck, you don't know which way to go, you can go there for a direction. And I'm glad you got a couple of my buddies on staff over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
What's the sister's name? Miss Huff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Lawson.
Oh, yeah, yeah. William Lawson.
He did 32. Yeah, he came out. When he first come out, man, we brought him right here on the show.
Yeah.
When he first come out.
Yeah.
Send him over to you, and y'all hired him.
Yeah.
And he's been there for 7, 8 years or something.
Yeah. I think four. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll hand dance you in the middle of the street. He gonna spend somebody woman. He gonna spend you. He gonna teach you some steps. But so, yeah, I want y'all to come through Marker.
So
we free.
Go ahead.
All you gotta do is walk in, and all we ask you to come in with some determination. You can come in hopeless. You can come in broken. But you just got to come in wanting to change your situation. That is the only way that we can help you, right? Because that's what we do. We help. We don't give. We help. And so if you're looking for opportunities and services for returning citizens, come and see us. On the 21st, we have a clothing pop-up from 12 to 2. This Friday for seniors, we have a digital learning. So if you're a senior and you're a returning citizen and you don't know that computer too good, come on through Marker at 1 o'clock. We have coming up, we're working on some prison trips too. I think we solidifying some trips where we could take partners into the Federal Bureau of Prisons to connect with DC residents to teach them about the services that they have. And so in addition, we're working on something, first-time home buyers for the returning citizens that are in.
How does the home buyer program work? How does that work?
So you come in, you meet one of our partners, banking partners. Industrial Bank is going to be a part of it.
Yes.
They're going to another partner coming in that's teaching you the process of that. What your credit got to be, how you pull this, how you pull that. And so we're just excited about the opportunity to present to returning citizens. But also, if you're a returning citizen and you was messing with that law when you was in prison, we have a Marker Georgetown paralegal program, and you have until the 9th to come to apply to get into this program. And what happens is you receive a stipend as you go through it. You learn about how to become a paralegal. You see a certificate at the end, and you interview with some of the top law firms and organizations in the district, right? And so this is a great opportunity if you was in there figuring out how to work your case and help other people in their cases, and you want to do it as a career, this is an opportunity to do it. Also, if you're a returning citizen and you are entrepreneur, we partner with DSLBD. This is a program called We Aspire that teaches you entrepreneurship, but you got to get in with us fast. And so we can see how we can help get you into that program. So there's programs and opportunities that I just riffed off, right? Just off the top of my head. And I don't even know everything that we have on our calendar by heart, but just those few things are life-changing.
I want to thank, I guess it's been Lamont Carey, the director of the Mayor's Office of Returning Citizens. And we'd like to have you back to give us an update in the status of what programs and services are available for those men and women coming out of prison. I wanted to get into this thing of Biden pardoned 2,500 people. I wanted to know how many people from D.C. was pardoned or commuted back to Washington, what services we have for them. But we can deal with that a little later. I want to thank our guest. It's been Lamont Carey, the director of the Mayor's Office of Return to Citizens. You want to give him some contact information?
And before? Jordan Sage, director of operations in the back. So you can reach us again at 2100 Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, Southeast, Suite 100. You can call, but it's better to come in because we walk in. You got to get in the building before 3:30 Monday through Friday. And Friday you got to get it in before 12. But we there. My team is ready to be supportive of you. We got a computer lab, so if you need to do some job searching, help with your resume. So let us be of help. Come and see us. I don't care how you feeling right now. You could be sick as a dog because of that addiction, right? You could be having, knowing that you losing out, your mind is going in a direction that it don't supposed to go. Come and see us and let us help connect you.
Okay. Thank you. I guess it's been Lamont Carey. This has been Roach Brown for our two-hour special for the first Tuesday of each month here at Ben's Chili Bowl. And I want to thank our guest Lamont Carey and thank Mo Thomas, Martine Moore, and old Mike Nasala and old Guillermo who help us do this show. And we got old Kenny Barnes just came in here. And we're getting ready to go into another meeting. Soon this is over, we got a 12 o'clock meeting here at the Chili Bowl for Let's All Get Involved. I want to thank you for tuning in to Crossroads. We come to you every Tuesday worldwide. And thank you for tuning in. And remember, your inner voice is never wrong. Tell it to the hat.
Oh, but who are they to judge us? Simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know that we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today.
Georgetown University Professor Maurice Jackson and NEA Jazz Master Willard Jenkins will interview each other about their books as well as sign them at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, February 11th at the Hill Center at 921 Pennsylvania Avenue Southeast. This is the third session of the series, Our City, Our Music, Our Writers. Details at hillcenterdc.org. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Greetings. WPFW is pleased to announce the relaunch of our major donor program, now known as the Jazz and Justice Circle. If you gave $1,000 last year or so far this year, you are automatically enrolled in this cherished group of listener members, and we thank you. Benefits of your membership are at WPFWFM.org under the Support Us tab at the top of the homepage is the Jazz and Justice Circle. Interested in joining this select group? Please consider a donation of $1,000 or more online at WPFWFM.org. Your donation helps WPFW build a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, asking you to support WPFW. We ask you, please, to go to the website and make a pledge, maybe $47 or $470 if you can, or $47 a month, to WPFW.org. Hey, if you want to get dinner and a show in New York, if you want to bring a guest with you, maybe your partner or a daughter or son, a friend you want to meet up with in New York, watch the broadcast of Democracy Now! Live, 8 in the morning, sit on the set as we broadcast on over 1,000 stations, and then I get to personally host you for a meal, and we will toast WPFW, and it is an amazing time. We call it dinner and a show, you and your special guest. That's a $2,000 tax-deductible charitable contribution that goes directly to WPFW. Go online at WPFW.org. And by the way, you don't have to know when you can come to New York, where Democracy Now! Is based. Just make that call or go online at WPFW.org. Make the pledge. pledge, and then we'll get in touch with you and work out the details. Maybe you're coming to New York soon, or it won't be for a year. This doesn't expire because we don't want WPFW to expire. Again, go to WPFW.org. And thank you so much.
Hi, this is Jim Byers, host of the Latin Flavor Classic Edition. Support from listeners like you are the tools that have built WPFW over nearly five decades. We provide news, music worth listening to, and in-depth conversations about your community and the world. One of the many ways that you could contribute is to donate a vehicle that you no longer need, running or not. It can do wonders for WPFW, so donate it for a tax break for 2024. Go to WPFWFM.org or call 1-866-WPFW-CAR. That's 1-866-973-9227 for more information. Help WPFW continue building a better world, one broadcast at a time.